Hi guys, it's Megan.
And it's Rachel.
And we're bringing you the Daily Dish on a Monday morning. And I know what you're thinking. We were just getting used to the Thursday schedule, but here's the thing. Bravo introduced us to a brand new show, Invite Only Cabo, and there was no way we just weren't going to have an episode ready for you.
Because it's maybe the craziest premiere episode of anything I've ever seen on Bravo. And I've seen it all.
Right. Is this our new Vanderpump Rules? Is it that level of crazy? That's what went through my mind after watching this episode.
I almost think that they go to another level.
Right.
Because they're on vacation, so I think it just adds this, like, extra level of...
Sure.
I'm going for it. I'm on vacation. You know, like, when you're on vacation, you're like, I have all the money.
Yeah.
I have everything. I'm going to get drunk. I'm on vacation. So they're already there, episode one.
I think just the premise alone is such a great idea for a show. The idea that you're taking your friends from different friend circles and bringing them all together in a single house for a vacation. I mean, let's just break down those elements. Vacation is hard to go on with your best friend.
Mm-hmm.
Let alone these friends that aren't really in your life and that you're just meeting for the first time. And also different from one another.
Totally. It just reminded me of when I went on a bachelorette party and I hated everyone. And also, we were in New Orleans, so everyone's trashed out of their mind and, like, screaming at each other and hating each other. It was just not good. And I think that also, like Larry, the bride was there, and he's kind of like, everyone's vying for his attention and kind of, like, squabbling over him.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he's my friend. He's my best friend or whatever. And
right.
I think that that happens on bridesmaids trips as well.
Yeah.
And they take a lot of pride in you being, you're my BFF.
No, you're my BFF.
No, you're my BFF.
No, I'm Larry's BFF of FFFFFF.
That can be a hot, crazy mess. I'm Larry's babe and his best friend, his cookie.
He's my BFF. He's my ride or die.
One of Larry's closest friends.
Larry and I met at a pool party about 4 years ago. And I've been his number one wingman ever since.
I am one of Larry's closest friends.
We are friends like Gail and Oprah.
And I feel like there are two types of people. People who like to keep their friends separate. They like to keep their work friends in one compartment, their high school friends in another, their sorority friends in that third compartment. And then there are people that are just, hey, what... You're in town. My other friend's in town. Let's just all hang out.
Mm-hmm.
I'm definitely in that first group. I don't want this friend swimming in this friend pond.
I think that I'm okay with it. I think there's definitely people I wouldn't bring together, but I think that there are people that I would. So it really just depends on the person.
Yeah.
And that's why I think even Larry was like, I had to be very careful about who I invited on this trip because I knew X, Y, or Z wouldn't get along.
My friend Shannon loves to bring all her different friends together. So whenever she's like, hey, should we get dinner? I'm like, yeah. And then I show up and there's like two people that she worked with and a girl she went to college with. And I'm like, I don't know these people.
Right.
I just wanted to talk to you and about the stuff that we talk about.
So let's talk about Larry. We saw Gabrielle Union, him doing her hair on the set of Being Mary Jane
mm-hmm.
at the beginning of the show. But little did I know, he apparently brought us Victoria Beckham's iconic bob.
Wait, like the angled
short?
Oh,
that's what he's known for.
That's amazing.
Just ask Kerry Washington whose hair he does, Lupita Nyong'o whose hair he does, Mary J. Blige. Like, he's a big deal.
Do you think he still does Posh Spice's hair?
I would think so. It's still that, isn't it? It's still the blunt? What is her hair now?
It goes back and forth sometimes. It's
right,
long,
sometimes it's long.
Short.
Yeah.
I just love her so much.
I know. I want to know everything about her. Well, we both have lobs, so we're on board, Larry, bringing us the lob. Anyway, we just want to give you some more background on, like,
Who this guy is
and why you should care about him. He's a very big deal.
But I want to get to who in my heart is the star of all this. And that's Emily.
Is there any other star of this episode, really?
And I feel like Malaku, who knows Larry because they were in a boy band together.
Yep.
He gave the best intro for her.
I am terrified.
The last experience I had from Emily, she ripped a shirt off a man at a dinner party. Ugh.
Also, I just want to point out that Emily has already revealed, unbeknownst to her, what her Real Housewives tagline would be.
Oh, what is it?
Come out! You made me jam out with my clam out, baby!
I mean, was she not the gift that kept on giving?
All I want to do is hang out with her and watch her.
Like, yeah, I don't want to eat with her, but yes, no. I want to hang out with her.
I want to, like, sit at the table next to her.
Right.
That's what I want to do.
I don't even know where to begin.
I mean, she literally can't share a room with someone. My favorite part of Emily is the confidence level. Like,
right.
There's no doubt in her mind that her and Agu would hook up if they stayed in that room together.
Right. The only question was, will I cheat on my boyfriend with him? Not, does Agu love me as much as I love him?
Right. Will we have good chemistry? Are we, I don't even know if he would want me. Of course he's going to want me, and of course we're going to hook up, because that's just what happens in Emily's life.
I would say that this is with the most fond sincerity I can give when comparing someone to someone else.
Mm-hmm.
She reminds me of Jemai from Summer Heights High.
Right, right.
I'm not even bragging, but me and my friends are all pretty much cage.
Like, not the personality per se, but like, first of all, the Australian accent, which is a given, but something about like the way her mouth moves when she talks, I just like kept being reminded of like Jemai's best moments.
I will confirm, because when Megan was watching it, she then sent me a clip, and then I was like, oh my god. So no shade at all, but I mean, in a single episode, this woman is double dipping, and when I say double dipping, I mean like licking a spoon and then putting it back in to guacamole that she's making multiple times, not just once.
She has ruined guacamole for me.
I mean, I'm almost there where I'm like, I don't think I ever want guacamole again.
So first with her making guacamole and doing all the double dipping.
Right.
But then at that dinner at the end, like coughing all over the place.
She coughed the day before. Like, she just is a cougher, apparently, which like, okay. And the best is just watching everyone's face every time she does something like this. And when you meet someone new and you don't really vibe with them, but you don't want to be rude and be like, you're being disgusting. So it's like you can see the tension of like, I find this really revolting, but I don't know what to do because I don't know this person and I'm trying to be polite because like I just met them, but like, what the hell is going on?
That dinner party was actually one of the previews for this episode. So we all in the office like gathered around to watch it and watch it at least 3 times.
Oh yeah, we were like, because we have to watch this again.
Her chewing off her nails.
Oh my god. And then like, spitting them on the floor.
And then people, you like them looking like, what was that?
Girl.
There's nails all over the floor.
Was that why that guacamole was a little crunchy? I didn't know.
You ate a nail.
Are we really gonna do this?
And I kept being like, okay, maybe if they were like outside on like a beach or something. Maybe. And she's like, you know, like an outdoor, but there's like carpet on the floor. Like, what is happening? Oh my god, she's just like, my 2017 has been made now. Like, she's my gift for the year. I cannot wait to watch what happens next with this girl. Oh my god. And then when she flashed everyone
in the car on the way home from the bar,
oh my god, it was so amazing.
She
just doesn't give.
Yeah, like, DGAF, that, like, is her.
Yeah. Look it up. There'll be a picture of Emily rocking out with her clam out.
Honestly, fingers crossed that she comes through New York and does press and then stops by for this podcast.
Oh, my, I have all the questions.
I mean, we will have chips and guacamole on the table. That's a given.
Oh, my god. Okay. But there's more, because that isn't even the end of the craziness of this episode.
No. Well, I just wanted to ask you, were Larry and Bianca having sex in that hot tub?
Oh, my god. I rewatched that part like 4 times. And I think because they're both weird and giggly, something was definitely happening.
There was like at least, I don't know. I can't.
I don't know.
I can't. It's just like putting myself in a place where, like, you're doing that right next to me.
Right.
In waters where fluids travel.
I was like, I don't want to get pregnant. No. I just can't. I cannot believe that that would happen. And I can't believe that happened because the next night when they all were going out, everyone was shocked that they were kissing. And they're like, oh, it finally happened. They finally hooked up. So I can't believe that they just were randomly having sex in a pool in front of everyone if they had never crossed a line ever before.
That's true.
Like, that seems like a big jump.
Yeah. What do we think of Kamani?
Oh, she's beautiful.
I also think Kamani loves her breasts.
Oh, for sure. For sure. When she bent over side boob, I was like, oh my God.
But also, just wearing a dress out in public that's like,
here are my nipples.
Yeah.
That's what that dress said.
Here we are.
Here we are. We're in Cabo too. I've never spoken as a nipple before, but this is the first time for everything. So again, Kamani really, I think, is a key player here because when Emily flashed everyone, she was like,
I just saw that. You can't unsee that. You know what? I feel like you're taking my choices away in life right now.
Because now I've had to see your vagina, and I don't like that. It wasn't a choice for me.
Wait, are they two bunking up now?
Oh, no, yes, they are. They are.
That,
now.
To me, is going to be like,
I know.
The best thing to happen in this show.
I'm sure producers were like, yes, yes.
So, as crazy as this episode is, I feel like there's still so much more to be discovered because we've sat in a couple meetings about this show, and I'm trying not to give it away, but I will say relationships are about to go a very different way than you might have expected.
What you think, you don't know. Like, you might think of certain people wanting to be with certain other people, and then it's going to blow your mind.
There's a lot of history in this group, like between certain people. And we're going to find out what that history includes.
And we might find out exactly why Agu needs that penis reduction. No, we won't. I don't think we will, but somebody else might.
We're going to be talking about this show, you know, throughout its season, and we'll do it in our regularly scheduled episode. But again, for the premiere, we just could not wait.
No, we couldn't. And we had to let you guys all know that if you haven't watched it, you are sleeping on the wrong thing because literally, I could not wait to talk about this show. I'm so excited. You can go watch it now on BravoTV.com or the Bravo Now app. With the boys at the table getting tipsy, miss me.